This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Several years ago, my dad took my son Dave and me fishing at a pond near Dad's home in Oklahoma. It was a clear, crisp Oklahoma morning out in the country. I'd worked my way with my fishing pole to the far side of the pond where I was getting a good bite. Some cagey bass or maybe a catfish had already nibbled two minnows off my hook, and I'd missed him twice and was ready to reel him in. Dave had already caught a couple, and Dad had one, and I was anxious to catch up with them. And I'd come back to the other side of the pond for more bait. And it was then that Dave said, "Come on over here, Dad. Let's talk." I hesitated, envisioning that 5-pound bass waiting for me. "But how often does your kid ask you to sit down and talk?" I thought. So I left Mr. 5-pound bass on the far side of the pond and had some great one-on-one conversation with my son. It was nothing earth-shattering. He didn't ask me about the purpose of life. We didn't delve into the problem of pain and suffering, at least not then. We just talked. I don't recall the details of our conversation that day, but I'm convinced one of the reasons I have a great relationship with Dave today is because of times like that, where I just sat and listened to nothing in particular. That day years ago, I didn't catch the fish. I left him there in the pond, but I took something back much more important than a fish, don't you think? I call it downtime with up people, those who are important to us. Before loved ones talk about the big issues of life, we have to be willing to listen to them just because, just to listen. Sometimes we have to give up something we want in order to gain much more. Focusing on fishing would have prevented me from listening to my son. Let me ask you as you begin this week, are you running so fast that you've forgotten the importance of stopping and listening? Think about it. I'm not a professional fisherman. I wasn't depending on bringing in a certain amount of fish for our survival that day, but I almost ranked the catching of a fish as a higher value than listening to my son. We do that, don't we? You probably know people who get so caught up in a hobby, for instance, that they forget it's just a hobby, and they forget the people that are most important to them. Now, I'm not saying we can't get away from each other from time to time. Guys may like to go on a golfing or hunting trip, or women on a girls' weekend away. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the day-to-day, week-in and week-out busyness with ourselves and what we want that prevents us from listening to our loved ones. And we miss opportunities to know and love and influence them for the good. A married couple can stare at the TV day after day, sitting right there next to each other, and never have a conversation. A family can eat dinner together night after night and never really know the pain or the joy that each other may be carrying within them. What happens is we miss out on life with each other. I recall years ago in another church, there was an attorney in that church whose dad was a well-known preacher. They seemed to have a good relationship. When my friend and I would occasionally have lunch together, he would speak lovingly and honorably of his dad. One day I asked my friend how his dad did it. How did he spend time with his kids despite all the interruptions and responsibilities he must have had as a pastor? "It wasn't anything unusual," my friend said. "Dad just spent time with us." My friend talked about the simple things his dad did, like reading a book or playing catch. "He was just with me in our everyday stuff of life," my friend said. He couldn't recall the amount of time his dad had appropriated to spending to them. His dad just spent time with him, modeling the love of Christ. It reminds me of a passage of Scripture, Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And these words, the Scripture says, "I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." And it must have been important to God that we do that, because just a few chapters later in Deuteronomy 11, verse 19, where you read again, "You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, when you're walking by the way, when you lie down, when you rise." You get it? Just the everyday common stuff of life. My four-year-old grandson is a fan of Peppa Pig, the British preschool animated television series. Each of Peppa's friends is a different kind of animal, with the last name matching the type of animal each is. The series, I mean, cracks me up, but it has great lessons in it as well. Peppa's pig family recycles. One day, I heard Eli singing along with a song. Here's part of it. As I listened to him, I thought, well, I recycle. So I asked Eli if he wanted to recycle with me. I mean, the kid loves to recycle with me. If I go by, I pick him up with my car full of recyclables, and guess what song we sing along the way? Well, we do it. And here's the deal. It takes me way longer to recycle stuff with Eli than if I just did it. I mean, I have to go by, I pick him up, I buckle him in his car seat, I let him throw the recyclables in the bins, and sometimes I'll drive around with tin cans, bottles, and newspapers in my car until I have an opportunity to take Eli with me. But we spend time together. Recycling's not the only thing we do together, of course, but my point is, if I'm around him long enough, I get to listen to him. I get to listen to him and hear all his four-year-old hopes and fears. I like the story of the little boy whose granddad asked the little guy, his grandson, to help him whenever the grandfather would work on his old car. One day, the little boy's dad asked the boy why he spent so much time with Grandpa. "What does Grandpa pay you?" the dad asked him. I love the little boy's response. It's priceless. The little boy said, "Grandpa pays me attention." Well, nothing earth-shattering today, folks, just something simple. Take time, make time to stop and listen to those around you. It's simple. Simple enough to change lives. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.